All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can't hide to do, hide to do world. It's Monday. God is good. Win all the time. When in doubt, you pray it out. Good morning. Good morning, all. Good morning. Listen, I'm running a little late. That's because, listen, it's time to vent. It's time to vent. Okay, hello, good morning. It's Monday Madness, baby. It's time to vent. Okay, for real. No. Started a new job. Remember, reinvent myself. Tell me why, okay? Already see what's going on already. Y'all saying people don't want to go to work. Those of us who do want to go to work, y'all make it just unbearable. Now, mind you, I told this man I have a second job, all right? Remember, we talked about this. Good morning. It's Monday, y'all, with your girl, the why and why not? Because we can't listen. God is good. When? All the time. When in doubt, you pray it out. Monday Madness is venting time. So I told this motherfucker, hey, motherfucker, I got a second job. I can't work certain days. Put that on the application. Tell me why he trying to schedule me the days that I'm supposed to work at the other job. No. And then when I told him, excuse me, sir, those are the days that I'm working at the other job. Go have a nerve to have an attitude. I said, look on the application. Then what's going on with the workforce? All right, here's the thing. Here's the thing that got me a little, you know, in a little tuffle. Right. When I told him, look on the schedule. I mean, look on the application, what I told you I put on there. Well, we'll see what we can do. Y'all, to make a long story short, this man got mad, okay, because I had five days. He cut me down to three. Okay, all right. I ain't say nothing about that. Who cares? I got a second job. All right, here's the thing that got me a little irritated. I'm coming an hour away to get to this job. He knows it. He got people down the street from the job that don't even want to work, y'all. Down the street from the job that don't even want to work the job. No, here's another thing I noticed. The majority of them are men. I'm in a man's field right now. You know, listen, I picked up whatever I can. I didn't look at it and say man nor woman. I didn't realize I was in a man's field till I got up inside the man's field. But trust and believe, I'm going to go back home because food is where I belong now. I see it. Or with you guys, you know, you gotta make money to make money. You understand that. If you understand that, you got to make money. Right. You got to get your revenue together. So, right. I'm in a man's field. I've noticed that, no disrespect, I love all my kings and queens. You know, I do. But it's starting to feel like you guys are getting a little bit too used to not working. Y'all getting a little bit too used to staying at home watching your women. You getting a little bit too used to staying at home not doing nothing. Because when you come to work, that shit shows. Okay? How the fuck you going to be more lenient on men than you are on women? Why I say that? Why you say that, the why? I'm in on the side, the bad side. I'm one woman and a young man on the bad side. We got all the men on the easy side, the side that I was supposed to be on it. Oh, I got a trick for they ass today. I'm going on the easy side today. Listen here. I'm not finna make my job hard, nor am I finna make that job, my life in danger for it. You know what I mean? You know, cost me my life. I'm not finna let that job cost me my life because I saw something yesterday, y'all, to let me know that this ain't the field for me. You know, I was like, yeah, I'm going to make some side money, but I'm going to go back to where I'm used to hustling on making my side money, where it's safe and on the inside and no bodily harm could come to me. Because where I am, security is something else. I'm going to tell y'all. And they say y'all don't, you know, Americans don't want to work. No, it's you bosses. All right, you guys are indecisive. You hire people to tell them this the time you're gonna work, and then a week when they're into the schedule, you want to change the times around. Okay, oh, we got to change the times down. If I would have knew that, I wouldn't have never worked for you. If I would have knew you were going to be trying to change the times around and everything, I wouldn't have worked for you. When we put down there, we have a set time. We want a set schedule. That's what we mean. People might be doing things like me. I got to work two jobs to make ends meet. I can't let you mess up my one job and you flaking with, you know what I'm saying, with yours. You know what I mean? I can't be at the mercy of one person. I'm sorry. Not when I got to feed my family. My livelihood depends on me. My family livelihoods depends on me. I can't let you play with that. And that's what y'all people like to do. Y'all, you know, bosses tend to be indecisive and want to play with people's lives. That's why certain people don't work certain, you know, fields. Because, you know, the field managers, y'all a little wishy-washy. I say treat people how you want to be treated. If they came into your establishment with a set schedule, that's just their set schedule. You have to honor that. Don't try to work a person that's 3 hours away from the job more than you work a motherfucker that's around the corner. How does that sound? That doesn't sound like you know how to manage much, right? Doesn't make sense. That's what I thought. And then he shows a favoritism towards the men. You making them more lazier than they already are. You are making, oh, I got news from the day when I step up in there. I'm on the easy side. I'm a girl. Bitch, I'm a girl. I'm a woman. Okay? Women on this side, that's why men on that side. That's why he put me on that side. That's a dangerous side over there. I don't want to be on that side. And I hate that I have to argue with somebody on that. I don't want to be on that side. What's so hard about it? I mean, what is this industry coming into? Now I got to go back home. And told him no nights. Guys, tell me why he's trying to work me nights now. And now I see why people are leaving. When I got there, I didn't understand why. Oh, my God. We can't have Karens in the workplace. That's another thing. The reason why certain positions don't get filled. When you come in to work for these people, they have their nerves. See, we have people in the wrong field. We have people in the wrong position. That's what I need to say. We have the wrong people in the wrong position. If you have a Karen in your establishment, trust and believe you're not going to get far. Trust and believe she's going to make your business flop by any means necessary. Because Karen's never happy. And then they try to chop it up as, oh, she likes detail. Oh, she's just very picky. She's very choosy. There's no picky. There's no choosy and security. Where you picky choosy at? Where's the picky choosy? Huh? I'm talking about picky. If you're that picky to where, here's the thing. You're down to, if you're that detailed to where you're down to your officer's shoes, you need to get out the business. You really do. I mean, I started off liking my job until I realized what it was. See, you see bullshit. Me, I'm a bullshit artist. Of course, I'm a realized bullshit. If you're a bullshit artist, you're going to realize bullshit right off the bat. That's bullshit. Then want me to work 5 hours. Okay, Christmas tree lighting. All right, no. On the wrong side. I don't think I'll be there. You know, sometimes, guys, we have to take our lives in consideration. Wrong side, you know. Then he's already upset because I said no to him not overshadowing my second job. I'm not going to put my livelihood. People, don't do that, America. Don't put your livelihood in one person's hands. They tend to act ugly when we do that. They tend to act real ugly. They do. They do. You know, now I done went from 5 to 3 out 3 days because I said no. And then I may not, it might be down to 2 days because, right, like I said, it's going on my day. You got to be careful. You got to be careful with your day. You got to be careful with letting people do things to you that might affect your livelihood. Why would I even let this man, you know what I'm saying, do this when we already had a contract? We already talked about it. We already talked about what days I'm working. We already talked. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We said weekdays only. Now I'm on the weekend. Can't work that. I got to go back home. You know, I got to go from amongst where I came. You know, security is bullshit. And I thought it would be fun. I'm like, oh, let's go be some security somewhere. Security! Oh, trust and believe, before I leave this one, I will have another job. I'm going to go back home, be quickly to work. I'll let you guys know in about 4.5 seconds. What I cannot do is interrupt my livelihood. I need to work. You know what I mean? I got to work. I got bills to pay. I got people to take care of. Christmas is coming. I can't mess with you on no Christmas season. My stuff has to be permanent as well. Right. And when you're working with seasonal, you really got to make sure you don't get hurt. You're seasonal. You can't afford to get hurt because you got to wait on your permanent job. Am I right or wrong? You're right. Listen. All right. Listen, y'all, to those of you who's very upset, my condolences to young Dolph and his family, you know, to his family for their loss. Listen, we can't get angry. All right. On them letting that Kelly guy know go, as if we didn't know that they was gonna let them go. They always let their people go, y'all. They always let their people go. That can't discourage us, though. We know that we gotta push. You know, you gotta push forward. You know, you gotta change some laws, y'all. We gotta get these corrupt people out of high places. This should just show you. This should be an eye opener. This should be an eye opener on what they do.